Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. Today's bird is a very familiar and beloved one, the American robin. You've no doubt seen it hopping about on lawns, running a few steps, then stopping abruptly to stare motionless at the ground with its head cocked to one side while looking for earthworms. Robins are fairly large for a songbird, and with their warm orange breast and pot-bellied appearance, they're hard to mistake.
The loud, cheery song of the American robin is one of the first morning bird songs we hear in spring and summer, and often the last heard in the evening. It's a rather lengthy, up-and-down pattern song with rising and falling inflection. And if you listen, you can hear its characteristic call sounds, particularly the whinny. Other birds with a similar sing-song cadence include the scarlet tanager, which sounds more hoarse, like a robin with a sore throat, with a distinct chick-burr call. And the rose-breasted grosbeak song, somewhat like a robin's, is richer and more whistle-like sounding, like a robin who has taken voice lessons, with a characteristic metallic chink for its call.
An American robin can produce 3 successful broods in 1 year. On average, though, only 40% of nests successfully produce young. Only 25% of those fledged young survive to November. From that point on, about half of the robins alive in any year will make it to the next. We sometimes wonder if this might be due to their choice of nest sites, as they are often in places that are vulnerable to predation. Female robins choose the nest sites, which are typically on one or several horizontal branches in the lower half of a tree. American robins also nest in gutters, eaves, on outdoor light fixtures, porches, and other structures, such as an extension ladder, which is our case this year.
The females build the nest from the inside out, pressing dead grass and twigs into a cup shape using the wrist of one wing. Other materials include paper, feathers, rootlets, or moss, in addition to grass and twigs. Once the cup is formed, she reinforces the nest using soft mud gathered from worm castings to make a heavy, sturdy nest. She then lines the nest with fine, dry grass and is then ready to lay about 4 eggs of that familiar robin's egg blue color. American robins eat huge amounts of both invertebrates and fruit. Earthworms, insects, some snails and choke cherries, hawthorn, dogwood, and sumac fruits. Robins eat different types of food depending on the time of the day. More earthworms in the morning and more fruit later in the day. Because they forage largely on lawns, they are vulnerable to pesticide poisoning.
We often think of robins as harbingers of spring, but many of them overwinter in our area, often in large flocks. During winter, many robins move to moist woods where berry-producing trees and shrubs are common. One memorable winter day, we saw about 50 robins and 50 cedar waxwings land under our old crabapple tree and gorge themselves on the fallen and perhaps fermented fruit. Whatever season they appear, we enjoy listening for that cheery song and spotting that robin redbreast running and hopping with upright stance on our front yard.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.